You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Okay, so thank you for coming out to Gibbledang Auditions. I am Gibbledang. Why don't you go ahead and give your name and slate?
Gym leader Nate, 6'3", size
perfect. That's enough. Perfect. Shoe. All right. You got the part. All right.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, well.
That's the hardest audition I've ever done.
And for the stunt man, let's go ahead and see. Go ahead and come in. Who's the next person? Yeah. Go and give your name and slate. You know, as we usually audition for the stunt man.
Mm-hmm. I do a rolls in, does another roll, does like a karate kick, but like falls.
Oh my God! Oh,
it's me,
perfect.
Dala.
Oh, okay, you got the part.
I'm willing to shave.
You got the part.
Okay, that's my stunt.
No, don't shave.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta stay hairy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what we need.
Peter.
What's our role?
How's everyone doing? Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to No Dumb Idea. This is a comedy podcast, you know, maybe
question
it's
mark?
About pop culture, question mark, mm-hmm. You know, it depends on who's listening. But yeah, we like to joke about pop culture and make games about it. And I'm one of your hosts, Gibbledang. I'm joined with Dala and gym leader Nate.
Mm-hmm. I do the stunts.
And
I'm tall.
I do the tall.
I do the tall.
And I also do the stunts. And
definitely don't do the tall. Sorry.
I don't. Okay. Okay, buddy. Okay,
also,
buddy.
I heard that May 5th to May 9th is National Short King Awareness Week.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me know about things in the past that we have already missed.
I'm glad that I'm glad we missed it, and we can go back to Short King's invisibility year.
Next year we'll have an episode dedicated to it. Bracket of
go back to
edition.
Go back to where? Who said? Wait, who said that? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, go back to Short King. Where? Ness.
There. Nice. Awareness.
Where?
That's
so before we get into this week's premise, how's everyone's doing? How's everyone's week been? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first, since mine's probably going to be the least eventful, because basically getting to a little bit of a break in schoolwork, and
ooh, nice.
Gonna have some more time coming up. Been a little stressful getting my like last minute projects and stuff done, but you know, it'll be really nice to have more free time coming up, and hopefully going to spend that working on some of my own creative pursuits rather than just having
trivial
all my time.
Pursuits. Oh,
Hopefully not so trivial. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Productive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
But if they are trivial pursuits, that's also okay, because I will forgive myself, because I'll have a good time.
And you gotta enjoy the little things. It's okay. We all
gotta
have little
enjoy
treats.
The little things. Hey, Short King Awareness.
Yeah, I was about to forget the Short King.
No,
the short, things.
Short King. Where? Miss?
Where? Miss?
Excuse me? Yeah, me's been tired because me's been doing a lot this weekend. Past weekend. Yeah. Went to a baseball game.
You's been eventful, eh?
Yes. Yeah. I've not been trivial. Yeah, no, honestly, like, nothing too big. I mean, went to the Giants-A's game not too long ago. It was fun. Went to I went to go see The Cake in San Jose. I think I plugged it last week, you know.
Who baked it?
I did. Just kidding. Actually, okay. I don't want to take credit for that one. No, it's good. It's good. I'd recommend it. Great acting. The set's great. Go check it out, San Jose, if you're in the town. Yeah, no, honestly, like, nothing much. Just kind of been busy socializing, so nothing too wild.
A good thing to be busy with.
Yeah. Yeah, I was debating again Doom Dark Ages, but then I saw a lot of reviews, and I was like, oh, wait. I'll wait till that's on sale.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. It's not, I heard
games don't launch finished anymore, so pretty much always wait.
Yeah, yeah. I think my concern is just like, because like I love Doom 2016 and then Doom Eternal so much, I was like, if this is like anything like those, I will 100% that game, just like the other two. And I heard reviews where it's like, it's good, it's just not as good. Or it's like less, it's a little bit less. So it's like, oh, I could wait. I don't need to pay $70 for a fucking game that's not.
For Captain America Doom?
Yep, yep.
With that shield that you can throw at people?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I heard good things. I just, for me, I'm like, I don't want to pay full price. So, oh, wait.
100%.
Yeah. What about you, Gibbledang?
Well, you know, I've been doing great recently. I went on vacation, came back, you know. I've watched the movie Sinners 3 times now. Oh, it's fantastic.
I've seen that. Yeah, it's a good one.
Listen to the album like every day. Just great stuff. Great stuff. I really recommend that. Whoever's not seen it at this point.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Looks to the left, looks to the right. Who could that?
Yo, look to the left.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all got to get on that. That's crazy.
One of you is going to see Sinners and the other is going to be fucking killed by me for not seeing it.
And so another thing was that Dadala recently, or just Dala, recently brought to my attention a audition near me for a short film that, you know, I was a theater and film major, and it's been about, I don't know, shit, 8-ish years since I've actually acted. And, well, I can't say that because I've been having, like, little practice sessions here, funny enough, which, you know, actually ended up helping me, in the long run.
Or maybe hurting. We'll find out.
Yeah. Or hurting, yeah. And so I went to this audition, and I got along really well with the nice. Director, yeah, you know, it's safe to say that I nailed the audition. I got the part. And nice. I'm going to be in 3 short films.
Oh, damn.
Here, I don't know if I'm going to be 3. That's very preemptive.
I'm in a trilogy, but like the MCU style.
But I think it's because what I auditioned for. I think they mentioned that the cast is going to be mixed up with the other short films that are being made. So, you know, it's a small start, but it's a start for sure. And the company, the YouTube, the Instagram, if you guys want to check it out, is Blank Valley Films. Great stuff. Very indie, underground, punk, horrors, misfits inspired kind of niche. Very great stuff. And,
I was bummed I couldn't
very
join.
Excited for this project.
Yeah, let me know how it goes. I'm curious.
Oh, well. We shoot in July.
Ooh, it's tomorrow.
Cool.
And so that's tomorrow.
That's
and
tomorrow,
so, you know,
yeah.
I've just been on the up and up and yeah, doing great. Doing great. I feel re-inspired.
I remember I texted you too. I was like, when you go to the audition, I was like, if you get the part, make sure you wear your KDI t-shirt or something, or you draw. you got to advertise.
That we don't have.
Yeah, we'll make you one just for that, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Subliminal messaging. You know, just like put it on random things in the background.
Yeah.
Get you. Might try to have we'll see if I could have the director on. I'm sure he'd be.
Yeah,
do a little interview. Talk about that. That'd help.
Perhaps about directing.
Other than that, you know, I went out today with my partner and we spent the day together to kind of celebrate, and I tried my very first espresso martini.
Yeah, how's that?
Holy shit.
Your favorite
shit.
Thing ever?
It's, well, I took a sip and the first thing I said was, oh my god, I could be an alcoholic now.
Yeah.
And
ooh.
Like, ooh.
A functional alcoholic.
I say as I'm drinking an IPA right now, the first sip was like ice cream. Well, every sip tasted the same, but yeah, it was like an ice cream kind of like, it was nuts. It was great. Mm-hmm. So now I love espresso martinis. That's fantastic. I rewatched Barbarian and a fantastic movie as well. So Zach Cregger is going to be the director of the new Resident Evil reboot. And there's actually a lot of shots that I saw in the movie that I'm like, oh, okay. He could do like the traditional like overhead shots if they decide to go that route. But that's because there was a lot of Dutch angles that I never
like realized.
That I didn't notice the first time in Barbarian.
I mean, I'm sure if he's a fan of Barbarian, it'll be great. Like, that's all we really need is just someone that's a fan and that can be a little more pushy to producers.
If he's a fan of Barbarian, the movie that he made?
Yeah. No, of Resident Evil.
Yeah. Well, it seems like...
I was trying to figure out what you meant, too.
First. Yeah, my bad. Did I say I'm tired?
You did. But the quote-unquote, like, rumored plot leak for the Resident Evil movie is it's a mail courier trying to transport something from A to B, and he gets mixed up in like the Resident Evil shit. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, it's Death Stranding.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too.
Yeah, it's fair.
Probably modern, but although that's like a new, like there isn't a game like that. I really fuck with that plot. Like I don't know why. It's very simple, but it's like I could see it. Like I've wanted a straight up adaptation of the games. But I think that sounds like a really cool story too. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like
I'll
we
take
got,
what I could get with this fucking franchise.
I feel like we got a pretty straight one with the last Welcome to Raccoon City. So it's like, let's do something different now, you know, instead of keep remaking it. Because then there would be two kind of like straight up adaptations in a sense. Even though one is like the what is it? Debbie Anderson or whatever one is kind of fucking... Yeah. But
that's
no,
why,
I'm excited.
Why,
I love his
when
stuff.
It comes to my favorite friend, when it comes to my favorite franchises like Resident Evil and Hellboy, at this point they've had so many dog shit adaptations, and I'm like, just give me, I'll take what I could get, please, just,
please.
It's okay, please.
To a certain degree, that's still me with Pokemon at this point. Most of the new adaptations are nowhere near as good as they should be, but I'm still gonna buy every single one that comes out.
Yeah, same.
The new versions.
I'll just take what I can get, and you'll like
take
it.
What I can get.
And you'll fucking like it.
Oh. So what, speaking of Pokemon, what I recently downloaded was Crystal Clear. Have you played that ROM hack, Nate?
I don't think so. Not Crystal Clear. I don't think so.
Ooh, it's insane. It's insane. You get 30 starters. It's just Gen 1 and 2. You could start at any town in Johto or Kanto, and it's all open world. It's really good. Oh, and there's like insane character customization. And it's all the crystal sprites and everything. It's awesome.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah, you know like which one mix. You know which one I've been playing? I've been playing Pokemon Evolved, which is it's Leaf Green. So it's Kanto but in the Gen 3 style. And they added evolutions for basically every Pokemon. They added like an extra 2 to 6 evolutions after, so everything just keeps evolving.
Yeah,
so, very cool. That one's been a lot
I've
of
seen
fun.
I think I saw a line where it turns into a tank, or it just complete. It's almost like Digimon at that point, where they completely turn into like metal monsters.
Yeah,
or
they are all cool. Digimon by the end of their evolutions. 100%, they all start.
So Digimon,
because
that's they always start a little kawaii like creature that turns into a bunny,
and then they evolve 7 times. Yeah.
Hell yeah!
But like, very fun. You know, it's like. Interesting to see everything that like one of my favorite ones so far has been like Electrode, where he evolves from Electrode into Electrodes, and it's a Great Ball, and then he evolves into Electrodes and he's an Ultra Ball, and then like I think the last one is Electrodex, and that's the Master Ball. So
okay, I was hoping it didn't turn into like a D's Nuts joke or some shit, because that would have been very disappointing.
I think it was Electro just D's using Nuts. Weird like suffixes. Because now I'm thinking about it, I think it was Electro Des, not even D's.
I see, not D's, Des. So that kind of, you know, I'm not a big fan of meme games. Some would maybe Skibidi Toilet falls underneath that. But that actually leads into my next
that's a cool
or
from you.
into this. That's true. Dollar in the jar, actually. Yeah. That leads into this week's subject, which is hot takes. Hot takes, just things, you know, your very own opinions that you think no one else would agree with. That, you know, like, let's say you take a popular subject and something that's critically acclaimed, and I don't know, maybe you just don't feel the same way about it, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Okay. I think
Could you explain it for me, please? No. Actually, my hot take is that it isn't.
I can go first, so let me,
Sure.
Yeah, give us a nice, juicy example, and that way we can also read the room a little bit, and I can know where I'm going with my... I have a few, and I'm not sure...
Is this another...
kind of steer it towards what we're what we're really aiming for, so I'll use this as a litmus.
I feel like this is another week where everyone misunderstood the premise, but no one asked any questions. Is this true?
No, I think I gave myself a lot of options. That's what I did.
Okay, that's safe. That's safe.
And so that way, like I'm saying, you know, I'm gonna, you know, because I feel like the way it was worded, there was a lot of wiggle room.
Okay.
So I prepared for every which way it could wiggle.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like a backhanded compliment almost.
No,
I just think
you're not
some
wearing
prompts
pants,
Dalla. Some prompts feel a little more open. Some prompts feel a little bit more narrow. This felt a little bit more open to me. And I prepared as such.
And I was, I came up with a pretty sizable, I feel like it's a sizable list. I don't know. I feel like I'm always like coming up with too many, so I did try not to do that. But I'm also like, there was so many things where I'm like, oh, I feel like this is a hot take, but then also I don't think it will be a hot take on this podcast because I think we're all in agreement on this franchise or whatever, you know. Like
I did try to choose things that I didn't think that you guys would agree with.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or things. So I'm gonna go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm gonna say it right off the bat. I hate spaghetti. I think spaghetti sucks. I think it tastes like shit. I out of the like maybe 15 times, hey, as a guy that says that they don't like spaghetti, I've had it 15 times, maybe more. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm, but out of the like 15 or 20 different times that I've had it, three or four times from the people that have made it have been good. I'm not done explaining.
I know, I'm just saying.
Oh, thank you.
Just letting you know right away. There's gonna
just
be letting a follow-up.
You right in the middle. Oh, I have a question. I have thoughts.
I got a question. Go ahead.
I'm done. Dalla, you had a question?
What is it that you don't like about the spaghetti?
The sauce, the tomato sauce. Too much tomato sauce. I think tomato sauce fucks up spaghetti. I think it fucks up pizza as well. Okay. You know, it might be a little bit too sweet. It might be... I've never met a place that put a good spaghetti sauce amount on my shit. Mm. You know?
On your shit?
Why? What do you have to say about that?
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm just more so like, it sounds like something that could be adjusted if you, like, if you make your own spaghetti. But also, I'm like, do you like fettuccine? Like, you probably like a white sauce more.
I'm a white sauce.
Food stuff, I'm like, it's fine. I'm hella not picky. I'm the complete opposite. And I know so many people that are picky that I think I've just adjusted to where I'm like, what do you want to eat? Because, like, I'm cool with anything that's literally food. Like, you know, my philosophy with stuff is also just, like, there's no bad food. There's just good ways to make it. Like, I don't like lamb, but, like, I like Indian lamb. Like, I really like the way it's cooked in certain cultures, you know? But like a grilled lamb steak, I don't care for.
You also love my homemade shit sandwiches too. So you said that I make them better than anyone else's.
You're like, they're bad, just like mom used to make.
Dookie Sammy, yeah, some at home Dookie
with
Sammy.
A shit-eating grin, literally.
Also, meatballs, fuck a meatballs. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Albondigas, Mexican meatballs, no.
I've had good and bad meatballs. Some meatballs I can agree with. Like, those are hard to get consistent wise, I feel. Spaghetti, it's my go-to, like, I'm broke. I have like $5. Let's make some fucking spaghetti, you know? And
that's real. And that's so real.
I like it to be more saucy than it is, like, when it's dry. I don't know. Like, when you go to, like, a family event and it's, like, the driest Like the noodle, like it's more, I don't know. I like it saucier, personally.
It's like, honestly, you know what I always, you know what I prefer more than a spaghetti sauce if I'm just making myself some nudes at home?
Some nudes? Nice.
Butter and salt.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? Yes.
Butter and salt, some yes. butter nudes.
Ooh, that's what my nana used to make.
Every time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yep.
That's fine.
A little bit of garlic bread still. Ooh, good.
Yeah. A little bit of
Parmesan.
A little bit of authentic autism dinner. You know?
That's all. That's like the most.
Exactly.
But I mean,
this is just a list revealing. This is just a list revealing how autistic I am.
That sounds great. Sounds perfect.
Like, that's fine. Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm not going to be fucking mad.
I think that's what we're here for.
People's food taste, especially if it's like a very specific reason. And you've tried spaghetti, so it's like, it's not like you're like, I fucked up spaghetti once and now I'm mad and I fucking hate all spaghetti. And it's like, well, hold on.
And I'm going to try my partner's spaghetti. And that's not an innuendo, okay?
But is it? I will say also, on the topic of spaghetti, I will say I remember having Filipino spaghetti for the first time in like a few years back, and that's the one I'm like, okay, that's a little too sweet for my liking. Spaghetti shouldn't be sweet. That is my hot take.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, well, I feel like I've heard that way more than just not liking spaghetti. Like, not liking Filipino or sweet spaghetti is, like, a thing.
And it's just, like, I've grew up with, I was going to say normal.
Rich?
With Italian spaghetti, I should say, I guess. Not,
I mean rich, like, rich spaghetti, like, you know.
Yeah.
And flavor.
Like, gold in it and, you know. Yeah. Shall I go next with my hot take?
Go ahead.
I'm ready.
I don't know. I feel like this might not be a hot take. I don't know. But, like, I would be... I think movies and I think just media should stop. I think we should just stop and then just like have what we have, like have whatever is coming out come out and then be done and then be like, cool.
That is a hot take. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck? I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. Or I'd say pause it really. I would say I'm down for
similar thought.
Mm-hmm. I would say pause.
But I didn't expand on that. I didn't expand on it because I'm like, that's fucking insane.
Yeah. Well, I came up with a bunch, funny enough, and they all just kind of were like iterations. Like, there was one, it's like, if a movie has, like, there shouldn't be...
Stopping healthcare, stopping affordable housing.
Yeah. No. Like, requels and shit like that shouldn't exist. Like, they're almost never good. See, I thought about that. Any franchise that's dormant for like X amount of years should just not be able to continue.
Let it die. Leave it alone.
My big thing is just that movies right now are all franchises or based on things, and I'm like, if we could just pause media for like 5 years or something, I would be fucking totally fucking happy. I could catch up on some stuff. So and maybe, you know, people
I see
reset. I you know, see. And it's where I'm coming.
Well,
from.
Do you think that a better alternative would be to implement like kind of like a time travel device into society? Or do you think that would be too extreme?
No, I think that'd be good.
Might be
think
a little far.
People... Yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking.
Well, it depends on how far time travel is. No. I'd so how long do you...
Yes, but only forward.
Yeah. So would you say a year? A year would be fine?
Media? I would say more.
I mean, honestly, the way that...
Yeah, like the way
that Trump's America is going is good.
Solid 4 years might do us some good for a second. Yeah. Just to turn off Joe Rogan for 4 years.
I'm just saying media. I'm not saying art as a whole. Like, you know, independent. I think independent thing. Maybe just like Hollywood, big budget things should just like AAA games. All of those fucking just stop and just reevaluate. So just fucking stop with your shit.
That was on my list as well. In a way,
yeah.
mine was specifically basically no more reboots in general. Mm. So it's like, if you want to make sequels, sure.
Yeah.
If you want to make prequels, sure. No more reboots, which includes no more redoing superheroes origins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Again, on film, no trying to redo or make a live action version of a cartoon that already exists and tell the same story.
If you want to make a Green Lantern movie, it's got to be a sequel to the Ryan Reynolds.
it's got to be new. You got to kind of take wherever like someone left off the Green Lantern, and if someone left him off dead, then you're going to have to write a revival story about Green Lantern where everybody has to know the comics.
Or just a new one.
It probably won't sell, so it probably won't come out, and my problem is still solved.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, that could be answered by an entirely different... At this point, studio execs are like, oh, we know that the audience could just YouTube a video about Green Lantern's origins for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then they completely get the context of this character. Yeah. So it's hard. You have to undo a lot more than just the movie industry.
Yeah, and
you know what I mean?
I think that's why it's like everything that makes money is franchises, like, which is like, as a kid I was like, this is probably my dream. He's like, holy shit, they made like a Green Lantern movie, or like, man, not that, you know, they made like a good Superman movie, or they're making fucking like a Zelda movie, things I would want as a kid. But now, and as an adult, I'm like, can I get like more Sinners? I love Sinners, like original.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh my God. So can we say, because this, I know we're not going for realism.
Yeah, yeah.
But what if can you pause the economy and just everything for a year? Just let everyone live, figure everything out. Just figure everything out. No movie production. You know, 4 years. Let's say four years. Pause everything for 4 years. Let people figure it out. I'm sure it's fine. Everybody will save so much money, I am sure. Yeah. And
I mean, yeah, the people that have the money, they won't be hurting for it. I'll tell you that.
I mean, the fact that hundreds of millions of dollars go into like these big budget movies when they can be redistributed to communities is insane. Yeah. And then the movies flop.
And then the movies
make $10 million after spending $300 million on it or some shit.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's why I'm like, that's like, I guess, a whole systemic problem. See, but, you know.
Okay. Exactly. It does extend to a systemic problem, and we could just be keep our head in the clouds and be like, oh yeah, just stop all that stuff. But
maybe we should agree that every time we back up to the problem's capitalism, we just cut off there, because we always know that that is the problem with most of it.
True. So I guess it's like you keep
like everything. So it's like as soon as we spaghetti. Talk it down to that point, we're like, all right, we've covered that. Let's move on.
Spaghetti's
so
cheap.
No,
it's a thing of capitalism. You know,
once you hit the bedrock of capitalism, you know you fully flushed
it's
out
not a hot
that
take.
Issue.
Yeah, it's not a hot take.
It's not
at
a hot
that
take
point.
Anymore.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that was my right, Nate. That was my first one.
All right, I think the one I'm going to start with is shooting games are possibly one of the worst categories of video game, and video games as a whole would be better off with a lot less of them.
Wrong. You're just bad at them.
Nope. They're just
skill issue.
Boring.
Skill
They're
issue.
All incredibly similar. They're not worth the time.
Sure.
They're not worth the effort to get good, because they're not fun. They're not. They're overly repetitive.
Okay. Okay. I have a question.
They're way too geared towards multiplayer now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Because I'm talking about modern shooting games. Because if we're trying to say like, oh, like N64's GoldenEye, you know, it's only one of the most like amazing games ever made. But
shooters. What is modern? Because somebody could be listening to this in 2070. So.
Will they though? Are we proposing? Our,
well, that's when we'll
our
pop
media
off.
Pause?
Yeah,
there will
yeah,
be media
pop
for
off.
50 years,
we'll
so like we'll have to eventually get to our podcast.
Yeah,
that's when we get popular.
I was gonna say the one part I would agree with, I guess, is that we could use less of them. But also, like, it's like I don't fucking know, because it's funny when you said that. I was like, I don't know how many, like, because I know in like the PS3/PS4 era, there was like so many. Everything was a shooter, like a first person shooter, especially.
See. Yeah.
But now
I just
I
think
I,
that
not
when
as often,
thinking about
I don't know
what is possible to make in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
One of, like, in my opinion, one of the areas that just is always ended up being the most just uninteresting, lack of hook, like type game to me is shooters.
Yep.
Because I think I think this is why it's a hot take.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm like, also, I think most things, you know, I think just give guy gun, have guy shoot stuff is probably just the most boring shit that I could ever pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And
wrong.
When you have all of imagination to pick from, Why would you go there?
Wrong. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because it's an FPS. Obviously. Okay. So while I do agree with like the whole... It's hard because the whole point of the FPS is for it to be immersive. And although I don't like Call of Duty, any of those war simulator games, I absolutely love zombies. So Call of Duty zombies.
You're not gonna like a future. You're not gonna like a future take of mine too.
wait.
I mean, I think I knew that one at least.
Left 4 Dead. You got these, it's a very common fantasy of like, oh my god, what if I was me, if it was me against a bunch of zombies, or me against like me trying to survive, and that's what
and it's almost that like it's game been done a can provide. Thousand times, and it's almost like but it's that, so boring Pokemon, now, and it's like
so has Pokemon. And
if someone argued to end Pokemon, I would not have an argument against you. That's the thing, because you're right; it's been done to death, and. You know what's been done more to death? Shooters.
There's a lot of nuance, though.
I think, because I'm not saying no first person. You can make first person immersive games.
Sure.
Just don't give guy AK-47 and tell him to mow things down.
What about Space Gun?
See, but that's
is Space Gun. That's the thing. Limit?
Okay, so when it comes to zombies, I do support the like creatures, the trying to survive, the horror, the like Resident Evil FPS. You know. Like Resident Evil 7, 8, where it's like, okay, you got to try to survive, you know? I appreciate the survival aspect of it because it obviously gives more stakes to the player. When it comes to war stuff, not so much a fan.
Because I will say this. There are several shooters that I have had immense amount of fun with. It's not that there aren't good ones. I think my reason for it being the worst of the possible categories of game is because of the fact that you are so limited down to a specific type of game you're making that it all become very homogenized, so therefore we could just use a lot less of them and just a couple good ones and then that's all you need.
Speaking of homogenization, because that's what I agree with like the Call of Duty stuff, like in terms of all the war stuff, like because I don't even play all of the zombies, like that has also been homogenized, and that's a whole big other part of the community. But I don't, and even what Dala was saying earlier, I don't like the space shooters. I'm not a fan of Halo. I don't like. Well, not Mass Effect. I think that's I've never actually played Mass Effect, so I can't.
I just picked the two that I figured you guys were like. They're more. Like it's very story driven,
honestly.
Well, the second game you said was just Star Wars, and I don't know what game that was.
I'm assuming Battlefront. Yeah,
is it Battlefield or Battlefront?
But
Battlefront. Battlefield is its own war shooter game.
Oh, but yeah. I thought that was like a Star Wars Battlefield. But I think it's by the company, same company as well. It's confusing. I don't. I think for me, I put shooter, especially like some of the ones that Gibbledang was mentioning.
Oh, and Gears of War. Oh, both of those games. Halo and Gears of War? I love fucking those. Those are games for football players with concussions.
Sure, I'll take it. I'll fucking take a concussion.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of Gears of War. I thought those games,
I love them.
They looked ugly. They were just like walking through gray blocks, like brutalist buildings, and just most of John the screen is blood splatter, and it's just like, I'm like, why am I playing this game? This is not what I want to expose myself to every day. I want like things that are interesting and intriguing and thought provoking, not just I saw it him in half.
And I think that's what I was going to get into a little earlier when I was mentioning is I think shooters more so. Fall into the category of like an arcade game where you're not playing Pac-Man for the story, you're not playing Donkey Kong like the OG for the story, you're playing because it feels fun to do the jump into the ladder, you're playing Titanfall 2 because it's fun to parkour and jump into a Titan and just blast the fuck out of like an enemy or stop time and change into another time zone while you're mid jump and shit. And like the story stuff of like Halo I think is interesting, and Gears could be it's like Image comic era, like writing, but you know, it's like fun in that regard. But like, I think that's why fucking shooters are so popular because it is arcade game. It feels, if it feels good, you know, like to shoot and mobile, like whatever like mechanics are implemented.
It's like, for the most part, they've gotten as good as they're going to get, and we can just make other stuff now.
I think game-wise, like game feel, sure, like a lot of them have mastered it, but that's why it's like there's like different iterations. Like all three Dooms feel different, like the 2016 Eternal Dark Ages. But yeah, and I think that's about it for shooters, for me, at least.
So that was my hot take. You know, overall, I know people are gonna feel differently, but I'm done. I'm over it. Really, I'm over it. I would love to see some amazing companies that have come up with interesting worlds and interesting immersive things make it not a shooter.
Yeah, fair.
Well, you know, so I just read actually. I talked about earlier how I had watched Barbarian recently. It turns out that the studio that made the Evil Dead and the Jason game, their next game is Barbarian. Ooh. So, you know.
Okay. I guess that works. It's not one I would have expected.
So, yeah, so it's like not what I would have expected. Yeah. But I do like that newer IPs are now at least being expanded on. Yeah. Rather than seeing Ghostbusters 9 with 102-year-old Bill Murray,
who's like, I need
all of my friends are dead, and I wish I could join them.
This man has no dick.
It's true, right. That is a Ghostbusters
quote. Sorry, for a second I was so confused as to why you were saying that. I was like, right, that's a Ghostbusters quote. Sorry.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Ghostbusters, Batman.
Oh, nice. A good crossover.
What's your take on Batman? I'm curious.
Batman Ghostbusters. That would kind of be cool. That'd be fun. That would have to be like a Oh my god, Tim Burton Ghostbusters. Okay, this is a whole...
I don't know about that. Okay. I was thinking of a comic book, but yeah, go on.
Right. No, I keep thinking of like
the things that Gibbledang would
alternate
to.
Come to. Oh goddamn!
Yeah.
Oh, I got all hot under the collar. Okay, yeah, we were talking about Batman.
Batman, so Ghostbusters,
The Dark Knight. Oh yeah, because I'm the biggest Ghostbusters fan.
Out of us three, we covered this. Remember, you're surprised by the fact that you are too.
I'm not the biggest Ghostbusters fan. Out of us three, I'm just the biggest Ghostbusters fan here.
Sure.
So Batman, you dumb assholes. Yeah. And specifically, The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. And if I could be even more specific, Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy. Mm-hmm.
That was like a not weird good. Like daisy chain of like, you know, getting from one to the other.
Thank you for saying how weird it was.
I would thought it was gonna be like Batman's bad or something. It's like, oh no, it's Christopher Nolan's Batman movies are bad. I don't know, I disagree. I mean, ultimately, but it's not the
so
best
let me go into so the whole trilogy. It's a lot of style over substance. I think it gets way more credit than it deserves. Honestly,
style of I was gonna Batman's say not known for
never exactly not even a once
never
that's not his whole shit.
That's not him. No.
Originally, this take was gonna be that Christopher Nolan is a hack, or that I didn't like any of his films. But that's not true, because the more that I thought about them, the more that I was like, okay. Yeah, no, I like that one. Interstellar's good. Memento, one of my favorites. That's it. That's all I've seen. But I realized my only main gripes were with the Dark Knight trilogy. The trilogy that has gotten the most praise out of every comic book movie. Whether or not it's like the direction, the cinematography, Heath Legend himself. All three of the movies are hacky. The dialogue is just not good. There's things like dialogue like didn't you get the memo? And it's just, it all is like, it reads like a comic book, which obviously it's a comic book adaptation.
Which is a bad thing.
But everyone shut up, please.
It reads like a comic book. I'm sorry, that was mean. It reads like a comic book, but everything else is elevated. So mm-hmm. it's like, if everything else is going to be so elevated, why is the dialogue such a dog shit? Which was my main concern, which is what threw me off with the entire trilogy.
What's
like once
my only counter is mm-hmm. I think the entire reason that they did that with the dialogue, while I'm not saying you're wrong, first of all, because some of the dialogue is crazy. But I think one of the things that is so great about that trilogy is that the dialogue is, it sticks in your head immediately because it's so ridiculous. It literally lodges itself in your brain. And I feel like when I saw those movies, all three of those movies, when I saw them for the first time, I walked out of that theater thinking about all of my favorite lines just because of how fucking crazy they were. And I feel like they somehow played on that. Not successfully a lot of times, but it's crazy how memorable all of them are. They make lines that, while don't sound realistic, which, you know, they just decided they weren't even going to make them try sound realistic. They're going to make them memorable. All the lines are going to be
memorable. That's why I was like, the memorable in a sense. Like a lot of memorable scenes. I feel like, not memes, but like quotable, I should say, actually. Because I remember everyone quotes them. Everyone, especially at the time, it's like you'd go out of the movie and be like, you want to know how I got these scars? Or, you know, just all the fucking lines. Mm-hmm. Or the scenes, too.
You know, some of my favorites being the, you know, I was born in the dark.
Yeah. Everyone does Bane impressions, yeah. I'm sure that's a big reason why they got, like, I'll say, like, I don't think they're as good as, like, everyone diminishing, says they are. Diminishing, exactly. It's not in order, at least.
No, the third one's only exactly. That's like, why.
Yeah, and I think, to me, it's like, I like the cinematography. I wouldn't say they're the worst Batman movies, really, at all. Like, it's a solid trilogy. It feels very much like, let's make a Batman series, but let's not make it, like, too comic booky. That way, it's like, it can win awards, like, for the time, at least, you know? And because it feels almost like I'm watching like CSI at points, or, like,
yeah,
you know,
it's just with Batman. Too realistic.
Yeah, and, like, the
Batman with the voice and the gruff. And
I think it was cool at the time, but then, like, in hindsight now, I'm like, you know, give me goofy cartoon, like, comic book stuff, you know? But I think they're fine still. I don't know. I don't throw them on as often. So I'm like, I'm not going to defend them, but I'm not going to say like they're bad, like, or dog shit or anything like that.
Yeah. All right, Dala, your turn.
Oh, okay. This was the one I was just...
Well, because I think that we got what?
Yeah, no, you're good. I'm just...
Everything out of that, right?
I feel like at the end of the day, it's like anybody who's reasonable, even while liking the Dark Knight trilogy, can understand like all the critique of it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because still, I will say, style over substance. Writing, it's like the performances, great. The like cinematography, the costumes, everything, action, awesome. Just the actual writing, dog shit.
And this, I will say, the story, especially Dark Knight Rises story writing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, woof. Like, absolutely rough.
So this next one, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about this, you know, because I was trying to come up with some or think of some. And I can't say I wholeheartedly believe this, but also probably do, because I wrote bisexual men are the most manliest men because, I think... I think because I was thinking about like this comedian that was joking about how it's like gay people are more manly than straight people because they're like, give me a fucking guy. I'm gonna have sex with that guy, man on man. Like, it's like the most manliest thing.
Yeah, and what's manlier? Well, dominating
another guy,
a small, weaker person, or dominating someone who's bigger than you?
Exactly. Yeah. Like a hairy dude. And you know, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I think for me, my logic though, with like being bisexual, like being, it's like, okay, well, it's like also that, but you also do have, I guess, like, you know, the potential or interest in women as well. So for those fucking masculinity men that are like, oh, I gotta be like Andrew Tate. Like, it's like, I don't know, I guess. like it tracks them as well, I guess, in the sense. But I think more so just that, like, it's like man on man. It's like that's the most manliest thing you could do if you're gonna like.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I don't think no. It's funny. I've seen that all like that opinion shared as well.
Have you? Yeah,
not I'm even like not like as a meme, mm-hmm. but just like yeah, right. Everyone agrees. It's like oh well, yeah.
I think
so. Hot take. I don't know if it it's hot here, but I'm sure elsewhere.
But I will
take.
Say, in my opinion, not I do agree, but not either of you, not for either of you specifically.
Wow.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's fine. I mean, I don't care to be manly or not.
Sure. And I think that's really where the important part. So mm-hmm. I was about to say my like play off of this would be the take that I like the most that I've heard seen about this is just masculinity is a prison, and those who free yeah. themselves from that's that fair. Prison are going to be the most hated by those who are still confined
in the
by
prison.
It.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's such a good way to put it. Oh yeah, my like, god, that's perfect.
You know, those who have found a way to live their lives and not have to worry about it. You know, people who worry about it constantly are going to be, you know, subconsciously resentful of those people yeah. at all times. So
yeah,
that's all I really have to say on the matter.
No, overall, great take. I think
great take for us.
Yeah, I think just manliness is like
pat myself on the back real quick.
Yeah, good job. As the spokesperson, good job. But no, I guess that sounds like pretty unanimous.
As a bi male spokesperson, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Good job. That kind of matches my next one, honestly.
Yeah, well, too bad it's Jim Leader Nate's turn.
Yeah. Let me look at my list here and decide which one I'm going to do next.
Okay, so I'll just mention my next one really quick.
So, bicycling specifically as a hobby is intrusive and selfish.
Okay. You're saying
when done in populated bicycling as a hobby in populated areas is incredibly intrusive and selfish.
Okay, so if someone is bicycling to work, that is not a hobby, correct?
That's why I said at the very beginning, bicycling so as a hobby, just going...
How do you...
Being, like,
how do you know the difference between when you are driving behind somebody on a bike on the bike lane, and they are taking their sweet-ass time, how do you know that they are going to work, or they are just doing it for fun?
So I would say that's not the argument they should have any bicyclists. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to reduce the amount of bicyclists... getting in the road.
Yeah.
And the type of bicyclist who consistently not only doesn't follow traffic laws, but also will make problems for other people on purpose to try and make a point. This type of person who does bicycling as a hobby, you know, in the full skin tight air suit in the, you know, with the pack of like five dudes all together in their mid-50s. I think it's incredibly annoying, and while I agree that we need more bicycling infrastructure, until that point, ruining everyone else's day around you for a hobby, I think is selfish.
I think the 50-man groups is correct. I don't know. It's hard because I might agree with you because the last person I dated was very terrible, and they were also a bicyclist. That would bike in the middle of the street.
And they're correlated. Mm-hmm.
And then they would constantly complain, be like, someone honked at me in the middle of the road, and someone yelled at me in this. But also, they were a terrible person. So I didn't want to tell them, but I was thinking, oh, maybe you might just be the problem. Mm-hmm. And so...
Because the most people I know who have ever had to bike to work or bike to some type of engagement they have to get to and have no other way to get to, you know where they typically just go ahead and bike? On the sidewalk.
The sidewalk.
Because they're not going very fast.
Well, no. I will say, I used to be a BMX. I used to love biking BMX. Like, I would bike to work. I would bike, like, everywhere I needed to go. If I needed to get on the street, I would because there would be people on the sidewalk. But mainly, I would bike on the sidewalk. And, like, a lot of people are like, oh, you can't bike on the sidewalk because what if you hit a person? Well, I have my fucking eyes open and I'm being conscious of where I'm going. And, like, you have to be doing that when you're on any kind of vehicle. So, of course, like, And it's also hot take. I prefer riding my bike on the sidewalk.
Also, I'm sorry. What's easier to dodge? A person going bicycle, a mediocre bicycle speed and dodging a pedestrian, or dodging a car that's going full speed? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Which one of those two things is easier to get around?
Oh, hell like, yeah, Nate. Preach, brother.
Like, it's just like, I know that this is a hot take because there's so many people, especially here in California and especially in the Bay Area, mm-hmm. you know, my own sister would call me an asshole and disagree with me on this. And
yeah. my sister would also call you an asshole. Yeah. And disagree with you on this.
And if I had a sister, she'd probably also do the same. Unfortunately.
And it just, at the end of the day, yeah. everyone I know who is riding their bike to work, they, mm-hmm. you know, they're taking it at a steady, regular pace because they know how much time they need to get to work. Whereas all these people who think they're as fast as cars and try to ride in car lanes and mess up traffic almost always are people riding as a hobby. Or mm-hmm. there's people who are choosing to ride to work who could not. Agree. We should have bicycle infrastructure. Because, again, we're back in, all arguments kind of back up to capitalism sucks. We should have bicyclists.
Especially spaghetti. Yeah.
Because public transport solves every single problem. The problem is we don't. So it's like, am I going to get in my tank and drive my tank down the road and be like, well, it's our government's problem for not building tank roads, so I'm just going to take up this road for now. No, I just don't.
Okay,
drive
but to compare a tank to
things,
a bicycle
I
is ridiculous.
I use the infrastructure that's available for
bikes
what
are dangerous. They're like destructive. Like they were the first tank. Actually, they're built right before tanks. I did want to clarify.
Okay,
I forget if you mentioned Jim Leader Nate. Did you mention when they do it in a highly trafficked area, right? Or now?
Yeah, a highly populated area because like, people who go to bike trails and things like that highly respect that.
That's what I mean, and I will say I walk
get
my
your
dog.
Exercise
and
in, get your hobby in.
I think in general, bicyclists annoy me, or like half of the time. There's like the polite ones, but there's definitely the like even the ones that are going to work. I've had some people that like are just like, oh, you just are like I'm the person. Like I actually saw one like a few days ago where they swerved in front of a car. They cut a car off because they were like, right. I need to go left, and I'm a bike, and I get like right away, and it's like.
Yep,
it's not like not how that fucking works, dog.
Like, if a car didn't stop at a stop sign mm-hmm. while a bicyclist was going, the bicyclist would be pissed. And yet, maybe 95% of bicyclists don't stop at stop signs when they're supposed to if they're on the road.
Oh, totally.
Because none of the rules apply to them,
or they don't stay in the lanes they're supposed carefree. To. Yeah, it's like I think
I
your argument isn't
that this is
hard
my
enough.
Like. This is my least rational, most emotional hot take. 100%.
No. You're like, not going hard enough. I'm telling you.
No.
So or go on.
It's. I know. I understand. It's borderline silly.
Yeah. No. It's annoying. Well, it's just an annoyance, really.
I do get it because it's like you don't want to mix car transportation and bike transportation.
Yeah.
In the same You don't even have them in the same kind of area, but you also want to support.
I want to support
equal.
People's
you
personal
want to support
transportation still because I still understand that.
Yeah, the ones
but
that are doing
thing,
it right.
I support the infrastructure where it's easier for people to walk to work, to take trains to work, to bike to work. You know, because fuck cars, cars, but. Yeah. I mean,
ideally,
like you said,
fuck cars. Ideally, if all of society could be remade overnight and we didn't need cars, we'd love that.
Yeah.
Love that. But a lot. Unfortunately, like you said, the world that we live in right now, you know, it makes it
everything
hard.
Everything is built for cars, unfortunately. Specifically. Yep. And then we butt up to the problem is capitalism. So that's the end of that take.
All right. And move on. All
right, guys. Gibbledane here. We're back. We're back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's your turn.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
I have three opinions. Two might be combined into one genre, but the first one, hey, call it a hot take, and you may cancel me all you want, but I think that we should respect and love women, honestly. They are guardians and queens and They're all beautiful. And yeah, honestly, yeah, like I said, you could cancel me all you want for thinking that, but
yeah, my response to that is out there. They're all right.
Yeah, I think I disagree. I think you're fetishizing women too much, and I don't think women want to have more responsibilities than what they're just I feel like regular humans.
Yeah, to put them right on
pedestal. I think they're just regular humans.
Something actually detrimental subconsciously for you.
Yeah.
Well, just because I love you both, you're both right. So.
Ooh.
Oh, I thought you were serious, Dala. Thank you. Oh my god. I was scared for a second on the podcast.
Oh god.
On the podcast you were seriously.
The one time I'm serious, like probably ever. Fuck it.
It's only during these times that we record.
Yeah, actually I'm only serious when recording. Everything we say in person is fake. Yeah. So I didn't pay rent.
Gabe, I need to
I feel that.
Yeah. And then my other opinions are one, Charizard sucks. Charizard is the worst Pokemon. Fucking get it out of here. Mm-hmm. It's over glamorized, whatever. Who cares about it? It sucks. And then two, kind of in the same kind of like genre a little bit, anime, overrated.
Oh no, that one's
super over. Most anime, overrated.
Okay, you
don't
need
to, you don't need to watch most anime. Like One Piece, Naruto, fucking Pokemon, even fucking Don 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 Don, fucking whatever, Hunter x Hunter. Like, okay. Oh my god, it's just so much of it is just like.
Mm-hmm.
See, my main angle, my main thing, my main reasoning for all of this is that, and you know what, you guys could cancel me all you want. This is just my freaking opinion.
The women, but are so cool,
but. Everybody, according to everybody, every anime is the best fucking anime ever. Oh, dude, you need to watch this anime. Oh, dude, I just got turned into a dungeon slayer. It's such a good anime. Oh, dude, I made a pie and now I'm turning into a country bumpkin pie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, such a good anime. Sounds like you have some feelings about people who like anime.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't sound like a criticism of the genre itself.
Which is also not
okay,
even.
Perfect.
You're saying,
okay,
like,
no, then let's
media.
Pivot. That's true, then.
Because you're saying
that's
it's
true.
The same, like,
okay.
Yeah.
Then is it anime fans are the worst? Anime fans are the worst. But I don't think that's a hot take. I think a lot of people agree that anime fans are the worst.
I think there's some people.
Because I would like wholeheartedly, as an anime fan, I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suck.
Are the worst. As a person who likes anime but refuses to engage in the fan communities around any of them, I agree. Because it's intimidatingly scummy. It's like so extreme because there's only two options. It's either children or it's people who are like terrifyingly obsessed with
anime.
Mm-hmm. And there's like there is no in between for a rational person to really have much enjoyment of like being immersed into the anime community.
Man, I was in my experience, I feel like I don't think I've like I have different friends that are fans of like a handful of each. There's no one I know that's like I watch One Piece, Naruto, Bleach, Yu Yu Hakusho, like all Yu-Gi-Oh, like, and I recommend all of them. Like, it's like there's the fan that's like I'm big into One Piece, that's my fucking thing, and then I have another friend that's like I'm the fucking Pokemon anime dude or whatever, you know.
You really gotta watch all 1,999 episodes of One Piece to really get it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard that. It's like, but sure. I think it's like, I think in general, fandoms, are like terrible, is where I will agree.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes back to, is like the depths of fandoms are terrifying, and anime fandoms can get very, very weird.
Because of capitalism.
Like, because really the depths of any film, the depth, like, think about the dregs and depths of the Batman fandom.
Yeah.
Think about the dregs and depths of the Star Wars fandom. Like, dude, groups Star of Wars people sucks. You want nothing to do with.
Yeah. That's the thing, it's like, it's, because when you, earlier when you made the point of, like, anime sucks, it's like, that's like saying, like, if a Japanese like, or if someone was like, American animated shows suck, all of them, like fucking all the things from Foster's Home to Family Guy to Fantastic
to
Four,
anything,
or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
like
true.
That's
no,
like a fucking
I'd agree.
Media. But I think, yeah, like, where I will agree at least is the whole fandoms, fans suck, at least.
Yeah, because yeah. Meanwhile, okay. I'm over here, like, five out of, half of all things that get made nowadays should have just been animated instead, and they would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many things I feel like instead of making a really shitty live-action TV show, they could have paid animators to make a pretty decent cartoon, and it would have been really good.
White Lotus, yeah.
Yeah, White Lotus, exactly.
Yeah, Severance.
You know. Brokeback Mountain, you know.
Ooh, there you go. The show. That's, like, across eight
the
episodes.
The show.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
It broke eight Brokeback Mountain, the show, two men. They wouldn't even get to Brokeback Mountain until yeah, episode
it's surf
eight
Dracula
out of eight.
Too.
Oh, my God, that's true. Finally, we made it to Brokeback Mountain. Let's fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they don't fuck till the last episode. Oh, my God. Yeah. What a blue ball. I would be so shit. Upset. I would be so upset.
But
oh
no,
my
all
God.
The drama.
Was advertised on it being Brokeback Mountain and that they're gay cowboys, and they're not even gay till the last episode.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're straight, actually, up until then. They're all, like...
They're obscenely straight. They're, constantly, like, talking about how much they love their wives and stuff. And then
I love my wife. And then, at like episode 7, before, like, the, like, last episode, they're like, wait a minute, I think it's more manly if we fuck each other than if
wait
we fuck...
Minute, I can't quit.
Yeah, they are both bisexual, it's true.
Yeah, then they become bi.
Oh, wow.
See? Wow.
Incredible. So That's moving stuff.
Yeah.
And we got to mention Surf Dracula again. Go check out that episode.
That's my hot take. Go check out that episode.
Who was the last hot take?
It's my turn next, I think.
It's Dallas' turn, yeah.
Yeah, okay. My next one, I don't think this is going to be a hot take here. I don't know. I said that at, like, the first one, so we'll see. But the internet was better when we were, years ago.
Oh, yeah.
20 decades ago or so.
Oh, yeah, when it was a little more limited.
It was, there was websites. No, yeah, it was literally,
I guess,
like,
before social
people
media.
Had to make their own, yes, before mm-hmm. social media,
yeah.
When people
social
had
media
to make
just dog
websites.
Shit.
Nothing was, like,
to
monetized.
To have a thing. It's
it wasn't
like,
monetized to, like, be on the website for certain, or to, like, looking. You won't have, like, Google, like, mm-hmm. being like, oh, we looked at, like, a dog for, like, a minute. Here's, like, a crap ton of dog things now, or... Which yep. is that's not the worst, but you know what I mean. It's like there's that just the way it's been monetized, advertising.
You had to put work in to upload photos.
Yeah,
you know?
Memes.
Like I remember posting to forums and stuff, and like having to download or like take a picture on my camera, mm-hmm. upload it to the laptop, upload that picture to a website like an image hosting website, mm-hmm. take the link or whatever, upload that to a forum.
Yeah,
and like the whole process of it, it was just it was not. It was nice. It, yeah.
it
felt
we,
much
it
more
felt
of
like
a community.
Like, yeah,
I feel like we also need that barrier of entrance to people interacting with social.
So kids aren't just doing it as well.
Like you have to do a certain amount of things for people to recognize that you actually understand the website you're on. Whereas now,
take
it's
a
like
test.
Everything is via like. Not like image-based UI that any five-year-old can open on a touchscreen phone and mm-hmm. sign up for. It's like,
yeah, it's like
yeah,
the
no. old internet was best internet.
Yeah, and I would say what yeah. I was gonna say about memes too is just that they
let me
I feel
hit
like
that guess, but...
they lasted longer. Like things were like viral, you know, back then, and I think it's because it just took longer to upload things. Things weren't being as accessible. Where now it's like. You have, like, Hakutua for, like, a week or two.
A month or...
Yeah, things go viral for, like, 12 hours.
And then it's, like... Wow. And then that lady gets a podcast based off, like, one little thing. And it's, like, a dead podcast. And then it's a scam. It's all, like, what the fuck?
I remember...
Like, God, it's so frustrating.
In the early era of YouTube, Shoes. The Shoes
Kelly,
YouTube video. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That, Shoes. Like, kept... That was popular the entire time throughout until, I guess... Once it, like, social media came up.
Do you guys remember when Weezer made Pork and Beans?
Yeah, and it had all the viral in the music video.
It had all the viral, the big YouTube.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Fucking gophers.
That was,
oh, my God.
That was it. That was kind of the death of, that was the death knell of the internet, actually.
I missed Tosh.0.
When that song came out, it was officially the sign that what we loved was disappearing.
True.
It was all good. Okay, so Homestar Runner just came back. in the same vein. They just went back to updating their website instead of just making new cartoons, and they're revitalizing the website, and they're like getting the website updated, and they're like doing everything through their own website again. Trying not to funnel it through YouTube or other social media. They're just, you got to go to the website.
Yeah.
And they did this whole like little musical montage about like returning to the way the internet used to be when they first came out in the year 2000. And it's absolutely beautiful. So this is like, I've been feeling some type of way about old internet lately. So that really, I can't agree more.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna be able to check it out then. I was worried. It was like, oh God, it's going to come back all monetized and just paid ads all over the place. You know, just modern day like intrusions.
They're like being really big on, we want to make this be nostalgic and just like it used to be.
Ooh, I'm excited. Just like, especially if it has pressure. If it has like the old aesthetic. I love old aesthetic of internet too sometimes. Like when people do like a concert show poster or something like in the old like Windows or something. It's like, oh, it's kind of fun. Like,
yeah.
Retro. Mm. But that's my...
Let me hit that side.
Like I said, I think everyone agrees on that one, so...
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Alright, so Phantom Menace Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Mm-hmm.
This is my official last official, now that we're doing a whole episode on this type of topic.
Just give you 20 minutes. This is my official
flag in the dirt that Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace is the best and most Star Wars-y Star Wars movie to exist.
So I want to jump in immediately.
Wow.
So Star Wars is always going to be like revisionist history, where like once the new one comes out, clearly that's going to be the best one until the next thing comes out, and then that's the best one. And then in 10 years later, actually, the thing that was considered the worst one is going to be the best one. Because I feel like that happens, like that happened with the prequel trilogy. All of a sudden, at first it was lambasted, and everyone's like, oh, it's god awful, this and that, you know?
The third was pretty good, though.
And then once the Rise of Skywalker trilogy came out, everyone's like, oh my god, actually, the original prequel trilogy was the best thing ever. And then, like, once a new trilogy comes out in, like, fucking in the 2030s, everybody's gonna be like, you know what? The Rise of Skywalker trilogy was kinda good. And that's just gonna keep going on forever and ever until Disney makes billions and we all die.
I think there's not enough data to say that that's true, because you're saying that it's happened once, therefore it will happen forever. I think that's a...
It's happened twice.
Hell of an assumption. Like, being like, oh, new movies came out, so now people aren't as harsh about the prequels, therefore it's going to happen over and over and over again? I don't think so. Especially with how bad Rise of Skywalker was.
Give it, like, 5 more years.
So do you think the Rise of Skywalker will be good? I think
it'll be just fine.
No, I don't give a shit about Star Wars.
But here's the here's the other part of this hot take.
Give you
now that I actually can explain it at all.
Also, other part, it's always been mid. Star Wars has always been mid.
So at the very beginning of this, I said this was the best Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most Star Wars-y Star Wars movie, just to be clear.
Yeah.
I am not trying to say that Star Wars is, that this movie, Episode 1, Phantom Menace, is a good movie when compared to all movies. That is just an impossible comparison.
To all movies?
If I were to list movies that are just amazing movies, Star Wars movies, I agree, aren't up there. That's not what they're, I feel like that's not what they're for.
Yeah,
I was saying that within the sagas or whatever.
Star Wars Episode 1, Phantom Menace, since the day it came out, and I've never wavered, is the most Star Wars-y Star Wars movie, and for the franchise is just the culmination of what it is. Whether people want it to be that or not, it is the culmination of just what Star Wars is at its core.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it makes it, in my opinion, if you were to get into watching all of them, it would make it the height of the Star Wars experience every time.
I was gonna say, I agree. I mean, it's like one of the, it's the first one George Lucas had full reign over. And I'm sure as the first one, they were like, give him all the keys. And then when they, that came back, like, not that hot, they're like, maybe give, take back a couple keys, you know?
Like, then they were like, George, this is weird as fuck. What the, yeah, what did you do? What the
fuck did you do?
Yeah, and I'm like, that's my jam.
That's my jam. That's my Jar Jar. My Jar Jar.
My Jar Jar jam.
Yeah.
My jam jam.
My jam jam binks.
Yeah. But no, I think, like, ultimately, like, yeah, no, I was like, when you mentioned, like, it's the most Star Wars-y of Star movies, I was like, probably. I mean, it's also a franchise I don't really, I dabble with every now and then, but I'm not, like, engrossed where I'm, like, offended with anything in it.
I think it just,
as far as I'm aware of.
You know, it just, it's got silly beep boop robots. It got the silly aliens that talk in ways.
I think we could all agree.
Are creative.
I think I don't know, maybe not, but I'm like, I think we could all agree Clone Wars is worse than Phantom Menace or whatever, too.
Yeah, no, Clone Wars was actually, that's a hard one to watch.
Yeah, because I'm not even lying.
It's hard to stay awake through.
Yeah.
It's legitimately hard to stay awake through.
Maybe Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie.
Period?
Hot take.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hot take.
I think it's a hot take.
Well, no, I think it's the best, like,
you're saying it's the most Star Wars.
Out of all of them. Like, it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely the best movie.
Well, I would say it's the most Star Wars movie out of them.
Big disagree.
No, I mean, if Star Wars is Darth Vader,
it's
not enough magic, not enough laser swords, pivotally lacking a large.
Oh, it's got
category.
Magic. It's got a blind got, guy that could that can see.
It's got a little bit of a little hinting.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars.
Oh yeah, it's a hint. Yeah, it's a hint. Yeah. You know what the fuck he's using?
Star Wars has ghosts. So it's like Star Wars
fuck
has
you.
Literal ghosts that literally exist.
Shut up.
Vaguely hinting towards like, oh, it's okay. Like he can feel the Force. Just trust me, bro. He's feeling it.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Somebody disappeared in the first Star Wars. Did you realize that? When first Star Wars came out, one of the main characters disappeared, turned into mist, and faded into the fabric of the universe.
He didn't turn into mist.
Yeah, turned into nothing. He disappeared inside his robe.
He's like, I'll be back in a vision.
If that's where you're starting, being like, oh, I kind of feel it. Not enough.
Whatever. What's left?
And that's why they're called hot takes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
These aren't cold or lukewarm takes.
They're all hot.
Yeah, yeah. They're all hot. But what can we agree on? Let's see. Dala, you had an opinion that we all agreed on. What was it?
I mean, the internet is was,
stop was redoing
yeah, stop,
stuff.
Stop media for like a while.
Stop media.
Yeah.
Take a little break.
Yeah. Take a little break. Let's all catch up on some stuff. Just come back strong
and new and creative in a year.
Oh, bisexual
just
man.
A whole
I guess all
pause
three of
on the economy.
The bisexual man, I think,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
If you want to brag about things, yeah.
Yeah.
We all said spaghetti sucked. We all agreed on that one. The Dark Knight trilogy. I think we all agreed on that one too. Mm-hmm. And then
wow, okay.
was the third thing.
So we all agreed with each other.
Talking about revisionist history.
And I think we all agreed. Whoa, okay.
Yeah. We all agreed with all three of Nate's too. It's okay, everyone agreed with everyone. There's no hot takes here.
Yeah.
They're all just
exactly.
regular takes at this point.
And the one that, and I'm sure everybody agrees with the one I didn't get to say, which is that diet soda is better than regular soda.
Mm. So oh, fuck
I
you.
I think it's very easy
That's
that we all
disgusting.
Just agree with that, so we're going to move
on. That's fucking
terrible.
The one I didn't say is that putting sauce on fries is stupid. You got to dip it.
So wait, you're not, so anybody who uses fork fries, anybody uses a little forky for their fries?
I'm talking about
sauce,
ketchup, and like, I don't fucking... If you pour ketchup on it,
what the fuck?
That's not a sauce. That's a condiment.
Whatever. If you put condiment,
it's a sauce.
Sure,
it's a sauce.
Condiment, whatever. Oh, the other one I had too, which
I'm agreeing with you and I'm disagreeing with Dala.
The other one I had was Soccer Balls Are Toys, but I don't know if I should bring that one back up.
Soccer Balls are
You know what? I went to a toy shop literally yesterday. Guess what they had? Fucking soccer balls.
Domino?
Soccer balls.
They had a style for balls, and they were there. So.
Give me the name and address. I need the name and address.
I'll take you there.
Balls are a subgenre of toy. That's true.
Yeah,
don't take me there. I don't want to go there.
Those are my, like...
Whatever. I guess I'll say that most soups suck, and dogs are annoying.
Okay.
Yeesh. And that is proof that Gilded Egg's an antisocial bitch.
Because I don't like soup?
But you eat menudo.
Because you don't like most soups, and dogs are annoying.
Mm.
Ugh,
I don't know if that's a soup.
I hate those things that give me energy and joy and love me unconditionally.
To be loved,
cats are better.
What a bunch of nerds.
Well, one, I never have energy, so write that down.
That's why you're doing it wrong. That's why.
Through God, nothing's possible. Jot that down.
Nothing's possible?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. All those people succeeding, they're working through the devil. So.
If you're working through the devil, where can you find us?
For me, anywhere you need to find me, Jim Leonard on everything should be. Don't bother. After this,
come at us and tell
us how
wrong
we are. I'm sure you won't want to anyways.
No.
I'm usually pretty wrong.
Yeah, so if you want to, make sure you're following us at No Dumb Idea on Instagram, YouTube, follow us on, wherever you catch podcasts, obviously. Like, wherever you can listen to this right now, just subscribe and like and share it. And then also, like I mentioned at the top, just if you're in the San Jose, California area, check out the cake if you want. I think it's running till June 8th, so if it's still running, go check it out, or else that's my hot take, you're a loser if you don't check it out. That's my hot take.
Got him.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, and Gibbledang here. You could go ahead and follow me on Instagram. A shout out I do want to give is to Blank Valley Films. That's the director that I auditioned for, that I mentioned in the beginning. So yeah, go ahead and look forward to that. I guess I'll probably do a name and face reveal since I'm plugging all of that, which is
fun.
Pretty cool.
And an anus
a famous anus reveal.
Nice. Finally.
And
jeez, I've been waiting on that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Oh.
Both and back.
Reverse. I sent so many letters.
Please.
All right, so now we're all done. Boo, bad reboots. Boo.
Yeah, bad reboots.
Yeah, bad reboots.
Bad reboots.
Most new shooter games.
Boo. Okay, boo spaghetti. Boo.
Boo the new internet.
Boo spaghetti.
Down with the new internet.
Boo the internet. Yeah, down boo the Dark Knight trilogy. Boo, boo.
Boo new internet. Bring back old internet.
Yeah, best internet.
Bring back old internet from 15 years ago. Peak
boo
internet.
Non-diet Cokes and sodas.
Boo regular soda.
Boo.
Disgusting.
I don't give a shit. I don't drink soda.
Proven
so.
To be a much higher cause of cancer than regular than diet soda. Boo.
Boo. Boo. Most soups. Boo. Boo.
That's still why. Yeah, boo. Boo. Most soups. PC.
Just most
Ooh,
of them.
Fuck,
I guess.
Fuck minestrone, especially. It's spaghetti and soup in one. Ew.
Fuck
that. Or chicken noodle soup. That's like spaghetti and soup in one. Ew.
Yeah, I wish we could have talked more about that. Oh God, I feel like I could talk about soups for years.
Yeah, let's do a soup episode. Join us for episode 127, where it's about soup.
Episode soup.
I'm calling my shot.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.